This is the Joyful Mama Show. We want to help you take actionable steps toward dreams that have more impact, family life that has more peace, and motherhood that has more joy.
We think that it's time for moms to rise up in entrepreneurship and change the world. But let's face it, it's hard to sort through all of the ways we get stuck in our own heads and in all of the things we feel like we're supposed to be doing.
How can we change the world when we're overwhelmed with trying not to feel overwhelmed about homeschooling or power struggles with our kids or taking care of our own hearts, our bodies, and our minds?
We want to give you the tools to find rest, joy, and healing while also taking your business and your dreams to the next level. You know you were made for more than hustle. You can feel that you were made for more than the lies that hold you back. And we believe that you were made for amazing things that impact the kingdom of God and the people that God has given you to impact for Him. You were made to be a joyful mama, to have a heart that is thriving, not striving. And we want to help you step into the fullness of all you were created to become.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. We have a huge announcement to make today. And some of you might feel a little bit disappointed, a little shocked. Stay till the end of this episode so you can hear all of the reasons and the justification behind this announcement. We're going to share two main reasons right off the bat. But the announcement, without further ado, is this. We are quitting the Joyful Mama Show. You weren't expecting that, right? We're quitting the Joyful Mama Show for two main reasons, and we're going to share those with you. But we also want to just say right off the bat, that doesn't mean we're leaving you completely. We're still going to be here to serve you. And Sarah, tell us, why don't you go ahead and tell the two main reasons and we'll go further and deeper into it.
Okay. The first reason is that we feel like God is telling us to kind of pivot the intent of our podcast, that He is changing the assignment we have for this season and kind of opening up into a new facet of teaching. And then the second reason would be because we want to be able to offer you guys more resources. We want to be able to help you more. We've opened up our two-on-one coaching and we're going to keep doing that for a little bit, but we also want to have more avenues in our podcast and outside of our podcast for you guys to grow and start a business and make money and do all the things that we've been talking about on the podcast. We want to be the ones to actually help you do that so that you can come to our podcast and basically get everything you need to know about starting a business. So with reason one of God pivoting us, changing our assignment, what do you have to say about that, Liz?
Well, I think that the main thing I want our listeners to know is that when the Joyful Mama was started, there wasn't real clear direction. There wasn't a necessary laser-focused assignment, and it was just a brand. It wasn't a podcast to begin with. It was a blog. And now that we're getting more clear on the impact we want to make and how the two of us together with our giftings and the things that we're passionate about, we now know a lot more clearly the direction we want to go and how we want to serve. And the thing with the Joyful Mama, although it is a fun brand name and it does describe a portion of who we want to be and how we want to show up as moms, it doesn't really offer any clarity as to what we actually do and how we're going to serve you in your journey as a mom, as an entrepreneur. And so the new brand that we're working on is a lot more clear. It's going to make it very obvious to someone who might be searching for a podcast and looking for resources that we are the people that can serve and come alongside them in their journey. And so we wanted to make sure that the people, that the moms that are looking for what we have to offer, could find us. And the Joyful Mama, unfortunately, just wasn't given that kind of clarity for the people who need what we have.
Mm-hmm. Our journey is probably going to be similar to a lot of your journeys in the sense that the Joyful Mama podcast was an idea we had. It was birthed out of something we were already doing. We were, like you said, it started with the blog. It started with single moms, with just Liz. And then when I came along, we were doing a year-long mentorship with a group of moms during the pandemic. And we kind of started the podcast after that, but it was a little bit of a hobby podcast.
A hobby podcast.
a little bit of a hobby podcast. It was a little bit of a risk, a leap of faith, like, hey, let's do something else. We don't really know yet what this is supposed to be, but let's just start. Let's start using our voices. Let's start taking a risk and putting ourselves out there. It's been a big platform for us to grow in personally, Liz and I, to put ourselves out there every week with content. And I don't know about you guys, but we're not the most like public speaking has been one of our biggest fears. And it's interesting when you see how many times we have done public speaking, or, you know, we put on a conference, we did retreat, like we keep putting ourselves out there. And the podcast for us was a way to practice that without having to actually stand in front of a group of people. And some of you are going to really resonate with that. Like, hey, I would love to start a business. I would love to do more, but I don't love doing it in front of everybody with everybody watching. And for us, it was a place, it has been a place to use what God has put inside of us, encourage women and moms and homeschoolers and women who want to grow businesses. It's been a way to encourage all of you without having to put on more conferences, be away from our kids. It's been an avenue for that. But, you know, we've had other businesses and other things we have prioritized over the past 2 years. And now it really feels like it's time to really expand it and see it grow and use it to reach more people. So we're putting our resources, our time, our energy into the podcast in a new way, in a new level. And really looking forward to serving, like Liz said, more women. All of the moms that have yet to start businesses, all of the moms who are longing to do more and discover their passions and make money from home and be able to spend time with their kids. We are so excited to be able to reach more of those people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's also just a testament to the fact that God does change up our assignments and are calling for each season. So I think that the way that we've been stewarding the podcast up until now, it's been what it was supposed to be. Like you said, it was all about us finding our voice and our passion and landing on what we really want to be our thing. What is Liz and Sarah's thing together? What's the expression of us together that can most serve the people we're called to serve? And now that we've been faithful, we've shown up, we've learned more about ourselves and us as a team, now it's time to really amplify what we've already gotten clarity on. So hopefully this encourages you. If you feel any kind of a shift, maybe you've started something, maybe you've started many things, and you're feeling a shift or feeling pulled into a different or new direction, let this be an encouragement to you that you can shift and you can do a new thing, or you can do an old thing a new way anytime the Holy Spirit leads you to. And so that's what we're trying to do right now. That's what we're partnering with Him in. We have invested in a mentor ourselves, and we're being coached ourselves. And everything that we're doing because we know it's what the Lord is calling us to do in this season. And we are super, super excited about it.
Mm-hmm. And so on to reason number two, we want to offer more for you. We have talked about coaching. We've talked about taking courses. We've talked about all these ways that you can invest in yourself, that you can grow, but we haven't had the resources available. We've had things in the past, like that we have done and courses we've built and things, but not things that were really applicable to help busy moms start a business and to make money from home. And so it's really our focus going forward that we want to help busy moms start a business from home without sacrificing their family and to really make money off of the passion that they have and the things that God has put inside of them, the skills and the desires and the ways that they want to make impact in the world and for the kingdom of God. So we really want to help raise up more women. Maybe you have been a stay-at-home mom. Maybe you've been a homeschool mom. Maybe you've tried to serve in your church, but you haven't really found your place and you're really wanting to lead. You feel called to be a leader, but you haven't really figured out how and what that looks like. We want to give you a clear path and a way to move forward in that. and to really find and discover what God has for you in this season of your life to impact people, to make a difference, to make money for your family, and to find clarity and focus and all the things that you've been waiting for. I know there's a lot of us, like, we feel that tug of war between our kids and our family and then doing something that God has called us to outside of our home. So there's that tug of war between inside the home and outside of the home. And we want to really help you untangle all of that and walk through it and help you get clarity around it.
Yes, absolutely. It's something that we have always cared about. We've always been passionate about. Now it's like we cannot ignore any longer the pull and the desire and the calling to really not just talk about how you can, but equip you and give you the things you need to go to the next level in creating the life that God has in store for you. So we want you to dream. We want you to take action. We want you to have the resources and the support that you need. And so we are literally doing every single thing that we know to do and everything we can to equip you and support you and help you create the life that you desire, that maybe you've even been afraid to fully express that you want. We want to call you into that place of just a greater expectation and a greater hunger for the abundance that God has for you. And we know that there's just a unique way that moms like us need to build a business so that it's sustainable. We know that you can go to lots of different mentors, gurus, coaches, consultants, take lots of different courses, and there might be really, really great content. There probably is. We know there is. But how many of you guys have felt like we have, that you get behind the curtain and you're learning the content and you're spending time with the coach or the course creator and you're realizing, I don't want to build my business the way that they are. I don't want it to be at that pace. I don't want to have my family feel like they're put on hold for 6 months or a year or even longer while I build this empire that's for them, but to the detriment of them. And so we're really, really passionate about taking all the things that we have, you know, shared about on the podcast in terms of family and being led by the Holy Spirit and creating a culture in our homes and creating systems in our homes and marrying those things with best business practices for the mom who wants not just financial freedom, but time freedom, so that the business doesn't come at the sacrifice of the family. So that is what we're working so hard to create here and to empower you to do in your homes, for your families, with your kids by your side and your husbands supporting and excited the whole time, not resenting, not feeling burnt out. You know, we want it to be a fun and enjoyable and sustainable experience for you. So that's what we're working hard to create. We're so excited to share more, and lots more exciting announcements are coming very, very soon.
Mm-hmm. And just for the record, it's still our plan to keep having guest speakers come in and bring their inspiring stories of how they've built their businesses and to remind us all that if they can do it, we can do it. Yeah, so we're super excited to continue with you guys. We might be quitting the Joyful Mama Show, but we're not quitting the podcast. So stay tuned to see what we end up landing on as our new podcast title. And you'll get to see our whole rebrand. And maybe we'll keep bringing you in behind the scenes a little bit, because we know that whatever we are going through, you're probably going to go through as well when it comes to pivoting and figuring things out in your business and how to take it to the next level. Because once you start, you don't stay there. You have to keep growing. You have to keep investing in yourself. You have to keep digging deeper and doing the work to grow. So We're here for the work, and we know you guys are too. So, okay. Well, we hope that you guys stay around. We hope that you share this podcast with someone that you know who wants to start a business, maybe one of our more recent episodes. And we would love it if you left a review. We want more people to find our podcast. And the more reviews we have, the easier it is for them to find it and to give it a listen. So if you have listened to us and you have found any of the things we've shared to be helpful or encouraging, please leave us a review. And yeah, we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.